This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain,
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on the Genesis Communications Network and some leading radio stations across the country, heard around the world broadcasting as well, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too, as well as our Border Patrol. Thank you for what you're doing, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and yeah, that includes you up there in Nashville, Tennessee, too, there, my friend Terry. Thanks for what you do. And don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, and a special shout out to Trucker Eric, who just chimed in, said good morning to Denise and myself. He's going to bed, Whitestown, Indiana, 33 degrees with clear skies. Well, nighty-night, Eric. Meantime, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us right here. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking about this election reform bill that the Democrats passed in the House, which has a rat's chance in hell of being passed in the Senate as it stands right now. And I'd want to mention something here with all ties into this, because you had something else to mention. Now, Elizabeth Warren, and this is a quote, folks, she said, the Democrats are going to build a workers' party from the ground up. Workers' party. Where have I heard that before, Denise?
Well, I mean, well, you can kind of pick it from any communist country.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, since you're saying it, she wants competition in the technology sector. Well, let me, you know, perhaps she hasn't looked at the employees at, say, Google or Amazon or Facebook. They're all Democrats.
Yep.
And she wants to break up their company? You know, fine, lady, you know, just keep saying that.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to support her. They're not going to support people that want to break up their companies and turn over the ownership to the employees.
Well, you know, one of the wealthiest companies out there is Google and Amazon.
Correct.
But you know who's not far behind her is Amy Klobuchar.
And by the way, Amazon is making a bid to buy the Yankees network, which is called the Yes Network. They're out there, $3.6 billion is what they've offered to buy it all.
Well, you know, if you even begin to consider breaking up Facebook, and look, I'm not a big fan of any of these three companies. I don't use Google at all. I haven't used Google in 10 years. I refuse to. But, you know, when it comes to Facebook, you know, they also have, Whole Foods and this is along with Amazon, and Zappos and, you know, WhatsApp and Instagram.
Yep.
This is a big deal. And, that really kind of tells you, where the Democrats are, because it's not, again, it's just not Elizabeth Warren, but it's also, you know, Amy Klobuchar. I haven't heard what, you know, some of the others, like the Cory Bookers or, you know, somebody else, some of the other candidates may be. But, you know, going back to this For the People Act,
uh-huh.
For the People Act. Well, I would say it's for the people of the Democrat Marxist Party.
Right.
Because all of these things that are inside this act that passed the House has to do with voting. And it virtually strips the 10th Amendment.
Yep.
Virtually strips it. Because voting happens at the state level.
Yep.
People register to vote and are qualified to vote not because of the federal government, because of the state.
Yeah.
Mm. So didn't any of those Democrats even bother to look at that?
No, they've not looked.
They voted for it?
They've not looked at the Constitution, even though the Constitution does provide for a lot of different things.
Well, it doesn't, the U.S. Constitution doesn't have anything to do with voting. It comes at the state level.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's go back here to where we were going to start. And thing of it is I want to talk about... North Korean situation and the fact that it looks like as if they may be getting ready to launch a rocket.
Well, the reconstruction apparently has been finished. So the vehicles that are being seen now at the Sohae site are for rockets, not long-range missiles, but for rockets. So, Trump has kind of pushed back on it. You know, he said that they're not sure that that's what's happening. You know, he's seen the reports, but, you know, nothing has been confirmed. But it's sure an awful lot of sources out there are reporting what is happening at this particular site. I would imagine... I don't know if it's, again, I don't know if it's some kind of rocket or an ICBM, but they think they're just doing some kind of testing, and we don't know that there really will be a launch, but we shall see. Here comes some more sanctions, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and... Well, here comes the music here, so we'll talk about this on the other side. We'll get into a little bit more with Denise Simon and clean up the end of the North Korean situation. And, of course, Denise Simon, go over to founderscode.com. That's your website to find out all the great articles that she puts together over there. And I'll be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, it's all about we. We the people here on this program. Got nothing to do with I, me, or my. We the people. Don't go anywhere.
This is Larry O'Neill, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Have you tried digital marketing but don't know if it's getting you customers? Got different companies running your web design, social media marketing, and geofencing, but not sure which is working and which is a waste of your dollars? Contact us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundtampa.com. SurroundTampa.com, connecting you with new customers.
Oh, wow!
Cappy. Oh, yes, yes, yes!
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe! I can breathe!
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
The following message is brought to you by Health Markets, your first choice when you need health insurance for your small business. Do you offer health insurance to your employees? Call us now and see if you can save money. Do you want to offer vision and dental to your employees? Call us. Do you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance? Call us. Do you want somebody else to do all the legwork and search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide? Call us. We're Health Markets, and thanks to a little-known solution, we could help your business save thousands of dollars on health insurance costs and save your employees money, too. Our service is free. Don't miss the great savings. Call now.
800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. That's 800-651-3235.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all states. Product availability varies.
This is Chris Markowski, your watchdog on Wall Street, and this is your Watchdog on Wall Street Money Minute. So it's been four straight days down for the markets, and one of the reasons why we're seeing weakness is the globe ain't doing too well. The ECB came out, and they're lowering rates. Growth over the entire European Union, wait for it, 1.1%. 1.1% is pretty pathetic and sad. It's kind of funny because you've got a whole crop of characters in this country that want to make us more like Europe. Fantastic. Let's be non-dynamic, unable to open businesses, unable to fire people when things don't go well. Basically, let's just wrap ourselves up in red tape. It's a lesson to the Brits. Would you just get on with your Brexit, please, and start growing again? Anyway, Watchdog on WallStreet.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. They bring you the segments with Denise Simon and myself. And go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And check out that USCCA logo that's right there. Click on it and find out what they're all about. All right, well, joining us again, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Hello.
Just heard from Uncle Rick in Bradenton, and Uncle Rick is saying hello to both of us.
Hello.
He says that there's some information that we should point out about Florida and the new driver's licenses that may help in other states. He said, he said the U.S. will cease to exist if our generation continues to allow non-citizens to vote in federal elections. The new driver's licenses in Florida have U.S. citizenship designation on them, so the supervisors of elections or city clerks in other states have proof of citizenship.
Well, that may bring us right back to the census, because we are now at the second court that has denied the question, are you a U.S. citizen on the census
right.
Survey? So, there again, I mean, it almost takes us right back to this H.R. 1.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it has a lot of implications. I mean, it's got a tremendous amount of implications, H.R. 1. Now, McConnell's not going to take it up in the Senate. So, I mean, it's falling on the floor. So that's fine with me. But, I guess really an issue what we have to necessarily pay attention to is where the Democrats, I mean, all of this is coming from, I guess, the DNC and Tom Perez.
Yeah.
I mean, because, I mean, each one of them is doing something a little bit different here, but it's all in the same scope of Marxism.
Right. It's all exactly. And it's all taking us again, the fundamental transformation of America. It's taking us along again, the fast track to get us to socialism, to get us to communism. And this is why we keep hearing. And by the way, all the presidential candidates, even Amy Klobuchar, who says, well, I'm a Democrat, I'm not a progressive, I'm not a socialist, but yet she talks about socialist policies.
Yep.
Even Cory Booker, you know. Now, Joe Biden, what do you suppose is going to happen if Joe Biden gets into the mix?
I'm fine with that. Let him in.
He's worried about money, though. He's worried about being behind on the money thing to begin with.
I don't care what he's worried about, but you know, but let him in. Let him all go out there. Let's hear what the entire Democrat platform with all of these candidates really is. And you know, his family says that they are encouraging to do so, but I'm not convinced of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not. So, you know, and he's got an awful lot of skeletons in his closet, an awful lot of them.
Yeah, by the way, say hello to Allen, Nebraska, where I believe it's snowing right now.
Oh, poor Nebraska. Hello, hello.
I'm telling you, it's not going to be fun because, unbelievably, they've got another storm cruising across the northern plains tonight. Okay, well, you know, there's a lot of things going on about Venezuela. Obviously, people in Venezuela are still starving. People are dying.
Well, you know they had the power outage yesterday.
Yes, I heard that. Mm-hmm. Yep. And go ahead.
I said it was a big deal.
Yeah, of course it was.
You know, so the question is really why? Is it because, you know, the grid has failed there, which was, you know, kind of put together with duct tape and chewing gum anyway?
Right.
Or are the bills just not being paid? Or is there some kind of a protest? Or did we kind of influence that with some of the leaders that we're trying to get to be come over to the side of the Lima Group and the Organization for American States? So,
sure.
So no one really caused that power issue, but I like it.
Sure. Now, the other thing is Admiral James Woolsey, who at one time was a CIA director, right?
Yeah.
He has said that he believes that President Trump should treat Venezuela like Ronald Reagan did Grenada.
Well, I mean, it's really no surprise because we have continued to hear that, you know, a military component is an option. It's on the table. So we don't know what that necessarily looks like. I would say in a particular case, we're not going to do necessarily some kind of invasion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know where we could go back to the War Powers Act. And could it, that even begin to pass, you know, Congress? But I would say that, you know, we may provide an awful lot of gear and stuff to the countries of the Organization of American States and have them, you know, do some kind of a military action. But I don't know that we would necessarily go in there and lead it.
Mm. Now, the Organization of American States, which is not the United States, so we're not a member of that.
Okay.
There's, what, 14 countries in that, including Canada?
Canada's in the Lima Group.
Okay, Lima Group, all right, but we used to have the Organization of American States, well, so it's a Lima Group, as I misspoke. So they are sitting there. We almost had, as we talked about, I believe, two nights ago, we almost had a couple of hundred exiled Venezuelan troops armed go in with this convoy that they were going to try to push through a week or so ago that got stopped at the border when they shot the lead truck and killed the driver in the truck and then burnt the first two trucks up front so that they could not go anywhere. While, by the way, starving people weren't very far away watching these goods, this food burn up right in front of them.
Yep.
Heck of a way
to
do business.
And medicine.
Yep, heck of a way to do business. And sooner or later, I don't know what the answer is going to be, but the Venezuelan people have got to figure out a way to step up and get rid of this despot, this Maduro and his bunch.
I mean, we're working as hard as we can. Mm-hmm. You know, between Cruz and Rubio, I mean, they're just doing remarkable work here. But, mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like you got two guys going up against Iran, Russia, Cuba. you know, China, because they're vetoing anything that goes through the United Nations.
Wow.
You know, to save Maduro, yeah.
Wow, double wow, and triple wow. You know, there's so much going on in the world in which we live, and when I take a look over here at what we're doing, for example, in the South China Sea, we've got the threat from China. This week we got bold, and instead of flying just one B-52, we decided to fly two B-52H Stratoforces in a mission over the contested islands in the South China Sea. You know, we're going to keep doing this, and sooner or later somebody's going to get trigger happy, don't you think?
All, you know, the United States, you know, our intelligence agencies and the Pentagon, National Security Council, NSA, I mean, all of the agencies, we're all very aware of the conflicts and the disputes and the military components that are happening. I mean, not only are we, you know, feeling some relief in Syria, but, you know, we've got 35 or 40,000 Islamic State fighters that have scattered. A lot of them gone back into Iraq. So what does that say? Do we have to pay attention to what we're going there? We got the South China Sea. We cannot forget Libya, and Libya hasn't been mentioned in a very, very long time.
Right.
You know, so I think the worst job in the world here is being Secretary of State and being the National Security Council advisor, John Bolton. I mean, with North Korea, you know, if they are doing some rocket testing, you know, we got trade deals with China that will we have a whole military component going on in the South China Sea? I mean, it's just not pretty out there. And then you got the whole nonsense where, you know, you got these Democrats with this H.R. 1 bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they don't care about national security. I mean, that's just where we are. I don't know. I, you know, to look at a bird's eye view and look at the big picture of all this, you've got the conservatives and the Republicans that are trying to pay some hard attention with some of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we can do is just kind of hang on to, you know, being steadfast on the Senate side.
All righty. Well, here comes the music, and that means that we got to say goodbye until Monday morning. So you have yourself a great weekend and try not to work too hard doing whatever you're doing.
All right, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody, FoundersCode.com. And we'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition, and on the weekend edition, we're 3 hours, not 4 hours. Coming up the top of next hour, we've got Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. But right now, it's time to take a break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
Thanks, Julie. And coming up next, is there rain in your weekend forecast? We'll find...
Hey.
Hi.
It's been a while. Great place and nice neighborhood. You must have a strong community association board.
Thanks. I guess so, but I don't pay any attention to that stuff.
Seriously? How do you know for sure the board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment?
I don't, but what am I supposed to do?
You can get involved and connect with CAI.
CA what?
CAI, Community Associations Institute. They're a nonprofit group that has helped us build a great community. They have free resources for your association board, professional training for community managers, and helpful information for homeowners.
Thanks. I'll definitely do that.
Is the time and investment you have made in your home and community protected? Be a smart homeowner and visit CAI at responsiblecommunities.com.
Anna Fort's lawyers said there was no evidence of collusion with Russia.
There was no collusion. It's a collusion hoax.
Manafort was convicted of tax and bank fraud related to his work with Ukrainian politicians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hiring fell in February as U.S. employers added just 20,000 jobs, the fewest in nearly a year and a half.
The slowdown in hiring, which may have been worsened by unseasonably cold weather, comes after employers added 311,000 jobs in January, the most in nearly a year. The Labor Department says February's unemployment rate fell to 3.8% from 4%. Businesses stepped up their competition for workers and raised average hourly pay 3.4% from a year earlier, the largest gain in a decade.
Correspondent Jeremy House, another down day in Wall Street. Friday, the Dow lost 22 points. The S&P 500 fell 5. The NASDAQ declined 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you practice how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, "Good evening, officer." A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, "I'm a catch," more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Dennis Prager Show.
We are told that the left is pro-science and the right is anti-science because we don't believe that we should bankrupt Western civilization because the world will come to an end in 12 years. That bankrupting the West will change the temperature perhaps a half a degree. Perhaps.
Weekdays at noon on AM 930. The Answer.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you, as it always is, by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where I've got an idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too, and put you on track for a tremendous lifetime career that others would absolutely fight to get a chance at. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, because those of you that are out there struggling, I know there's a lot of you that are working dead-end jobs. You're not going anywhere. You haven't gotten a pay raise in a long time. And there's probably situations where you sit there and you wonder, well, you know, what am I going to do now? What can we possibly do to make this any better? Well, I've got an idea for you. All right? I've got an idea for you. And here's what the idea is. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right there just outside Boston. And the other one's in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. Because in 14 short months, ladies and gentlemen, You can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, a highly sought-after position. And believe me when I tell you, 95% of the people that graduate from NAA have a job in their hand before they even get the diploma or the certification as a aviation maintenance tech from the FAA. Now, the other thing is, 50,000, 60,000, 70,000, 80,000, 90,000, $100,000 a year, all within the realm of your earning ability. Now, if you go overseas, if you get a job with an overseas carrier, then guess what? You have an excellent opportunity for making that six-figure salary. You go to work for a military contractor, it's almost a certainty. So, check them out online, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, from the Military Times, more lethal aid is headed to the Ukraine. More U.S. trainers, Javelin missiles have already made the Russians a little bit more than nervous. And it should, because the U.S. has been providing lethal aid in the form of Javelin anti-tank missiles to the Ukraine since May of this year. And Russian armor is reportedly deterred by the investment. This means that we can hit our target and destroy it. Russians don't want their big old fancy tanks destroyed, believe me when I tell you. Now, I also can tell you that in Venezuela, the U.S. envoy for Venezuela dismissed the possibility of American military action in the South American country in a recording made by two Russian pranksters and released on Wednesday. Apparently, the Russians are up to their old games because they're playing games down there, trying to make it sound like one thing when it's another thing altogether. By the way, did you hear about from the BBC, President Vladimir Putin has accused foreign intelligence services of beefing up activities in Russia, announcing that hundreds of spies were stopped in 2018 alone, about 600 of them. Shouldn't be any surprise. They've got at least that many, if not more, in this country. And satellite photos showing new activity at a North Korean rocket launch site are raising fresh doubts that Kim Jong-un is ever going to give up his drive for nuclear weapons. Yet talks continue, and President Donald Trump has said he's still hoping for the agreement that eluded the leaders at last week's summit. Remember, I've told you, it took 5 years, 5 years for Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev to come to agreement on a nuclear disarmament treaty, 5 years. And Reagan got up and left too, by the way, at one time, when they were in Reykjavik. Now, also from the Military Times, a headline reads, Service Secretaries, the Tenant Bill of Rights will protect and empower residents of privatized housing. Following visits to military housing units where they saw firsthand some of the problems military families are facing, the Service Secretaries have announced a joint Tenant Bill of Rights to help address the problems. It will be resolved, say the Service Secretaries and the Department of Defense, speaking about the problems that have already been shown. And despite the tough talks by President Trump, there is so far no increased investments in offensive missile defense capabilities, such as hypersonic technology. So far, we aren't doing anything along those lines. Now, could it be coming? Sure. And defense officials are one step closer now to merging the three military exchange systems and the commissary system into one defense resale enterprise, which to me makes sense. Instead of having these different organizations that are involved when you go from one base to another base, whether it's Air Force, whether it's Army, whether it's Marines, whether it's Navy, and what was good at the Army base isn't good at the Navy base, isn't good at the Air Force base. You know what I'm saying here. That makes more sense to me. By the way, $2 billion now is the estimate for the cost to clean up the water contamination at military bases around the country. cleaning up and protecting U.S. drinking water from a class of toxic chemicals used in many household items that could cost in the tens of billions of dollars nationally, including $2 billion from the Department of Defense alone. We heard that this week from witnesses that testified before a House panel urging the federal government to move quickly on the cleanup. Of course, the one place that comes to mind to me, because I've got friends that have been involved in this, is Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. A lot of problems there with the water. Also, the Army. The Army, their new Joint Light Tactical Vehicle, is offering the smoothest ride and the more creature features, comforts of any of the other tactical vehicles that many soldiers have driven before. That's what they're telling the experts. But officials say that Army leadership's a little bit worried that its next-generation Humvee replacement might be too comfortable for the soldiers. Well, wouldn't that be awful if we got something that's finally comfortable instead of bouncing around and being thrown into the air to back of a deuce and a half? Give me a break. Give me a break. And the Army is preparing to make what it deems as necessary and major organizational changes to its force structure within the next 5 years, according to the Futures and Concepts Center director. By the way, the once maligned flat-top carrier, Gerald R. Ford, its year-long stay at Huntington Ingalls Shipyard there, part of the reason was the aircraft, the elevators, the flight deck elevators, and what they had to do. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing. It's amazing what's going on. Amazing what's going on with everything that we've got with the Navy and whatnot. By the way, the U.S. Navy's top acquisition priority, getting a new boss, that's going to be a good thing. That's going to be a good thing. And don't forget that when it comes to a lot of different stuff that's happening out there, again, we have so much to look at with everybody and everything that's happening across the world right now. We could go in all different worlds if we want to. We really could. And who knows what else is going to happen? Who knows what else is going to happen? Because the Democrats, you know, the inmates are in charge of the asylum right now in Washington, D.C. So whatever we thought we were going to get is actually being turned upside down and backwards. Upside down and backwards. And I can tell you this much. Coming back, we're going to have the next little highway and byway report. We're taking a look at some of the things that are out there tonight. By the way, George, this one's for you coming right up. You're going to want to hear this one. Wow, the weather in the north is not going to be pretty over the weekend. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third
With everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC-certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
Dennis Prager finds substance in Trump.
The elites love form. They love you to sound sophisticated in the NPR way. A certain monotone which betrays little emotion. As my wife put it, Obama had form without substance. This president has substance without form.
The Dennis Prager Show.
weekdays at noon, right before Phil's Gang at 3 on AM 930. The Answer.
If you're a man over the age of 40, here's a special announcement. And if you answer yes, we want to send you a free bottle of Zestosterone. But first, do you want to promote your energy and vitality? What about your stamina and endurance? Would you like to support healthy testosterone levels? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of Zestosterone from Purity Products. Zestosterone is a super nutrition formula powered by vitamin D, zinc, boron, and phytosterols. We guarantee these capsules will promote your energy and vitality while supporting your prostate function and healthy testosterone levels. Guys, just cover the shipping and put this to the test. Remember, it's Zestosterone to support healthy testosterone. Don't miss out. For your free bottle, call right now. 1-800-516-3371. That's 1-800-516-3371. 1-800-516-3371. Call now. 1-800-516-3371.
Share, like, comment, tweet. Are these foreign terms to your business? They may not be to your competition and the reason you're losing sales. Social media marketing is on the verge of dominating commerce. The right social media strategy can help you slay the competition and gain new customers. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Want your decor to really pop? That's a do-it-yourself. Want the light switch to stop popping? That's a don't-do-it-yourself. Trust your local, licensed Mr. Sparky electrician for any electrical repair. Right now, you can get $77 off your next electrical repair. Just give us a call.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Offer valid on complete repair. License EC1300-8386.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, you gotta keep on going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The pipeline is a lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go. And doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a favor, cause men become addicted to the grind. It's a special breed to be a truck driving man and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Aaron Tippett in the modern, more modern version of Moving On. Remember, Merle Haggard did the original one, Moving On, the television show. Will and Sonny out there on the highways and byways, a big old trucking show many years ago. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway program, segment is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, where they are the only car dealership 24/7 all across America that offers a You Serve, You Save program, and that means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing on their new vehicles that can save you literally thousands of dollars. And this week I noticed when I was up at Moss Nissan shaking hands with a young lad that was in the Air Force that came down to buy a vehicle from Charleston, South Carolina, saved $12,000 on a Titan pickup truck, and they had them all marked off $12,000. Now, want to tell you that, and George, pay attention because there'll be a quiz after this. He's up there in Minnesota, and he's not going to be happy when I tell him this one. They have a winter storm warning for most of Minnesota, and they are about to get perhaps as much as a foot of snow, maybe a little bit more, depending on where you're at up there in Minnesota. Now, the same applies this weekend for North Dakota, Fargo, Bismarck. You're going to get it. Minot, you're going to get it. South Dakota, hello, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, you're going to get it. There'll be snow also in parts of Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska. By the way, it's snowing right now in Nebraska, although Al did tell me they're getting freeze and drizzle where he's at there in North Platte. So a little bit of a different. But our friends at 710 KNUS in Denver, you're getting snow there tonight. West of Denver, you got a winter storm warning going up over the top. Looks like as if you might have to hang iron, especially going over U.S. 50. Looks like you're going to have to hang iron that away. But a powerful winter storm is going to bring potential for severe storms with damaging winds, hail, and a tornado or two, and heavy rain across the Mid-South. Now, this is not what they wanted to hear after they're cleaning up after that killer tornado down there in Alabama, but it looks like as if over the weekend, folks, it could happen again in one of those Mid-South or Southern states with the bad weather that's coming across. Now, the stronger storms may contain very large hail, too. And in the north, up to a foot of snow, maybe more, with blowing snow will create hazardous driving conditions in the upper Midwest. So those of you on I-90, I-94, I-80, parts of I-70 going out west, Kansas, Colorado, you want to beware because you might have an adventure out there trying to drive to get from point A to point B. And a wintry mix will extend into portions of the Middle Atlantic and Northeast this weekend as temperatures will be at or near freezing, which means you could have sleet, freezing rain, snow, all of the above, or just plain rain, depending on where you're at. Now, I will tell you that right now in California, in the mountains west of Reno, going up over the top of Truckee down the other side, all the way, it looks like, to Auburn Hills down there. You have got snow, general snow. The higher elevations in Northern California all getting snow today. Not as bad as what it was, but you're all getting snow. And, again, northeastern and southeastern Idaho, snow there. Southern Montana to central Montana, all the way across to the North Dakota line, snow there. Rapid City, South Dakota, winter storm warning for you. Snow across a lot of Wyoming tonight. Winter storm warning just over the line from Colorado on I-25 towards Laramie. That's that last little peak you go up and down the other side to get from Colorado down into Laramie. And around the Denver area, as I said, a winter storm warning pretty much to the west of the mountains there. Snow all the way down into northern New Mexico tonight along parts of I-25, so be careful there. High winds in New Mexico going out east on I-40 and I-10. And in the panhandle of Texas tonight, you got high winds there. Lubbock, looks like you're getting some high winds there. Fog in Arkansas, central Arkansas, Little Rock, you've got fog. You certainly have got fog coming up I-30 headed into Arkansas from Texas, and rain in Tennessee, rain in parts of the western part of Mississippi, southeastern Arkansas getting rain, western, northwestern, and southeastern Louisiana getting some scattered rain tonight, too. And up off Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, where they just had a lot of lake effect snow. You've got some high winds there that's blowing that snow around tonight, so be careful, especially on the secondary roads where the plows normally don't come out until the early morning hours, and they don't come out late at night, so you might be encountering some problems there. Michigan, you're not out of the woods. Snow coming your way from this storm that's coming across. Northern part of Michigan's got some snow going on right now, right there. And Wisconsin, northern part of Wisconsin, looks like Green Bay all the way across to Minnesota, and the western part of Wisconsin tonight has a winter storm warning as that whole system starts to move east. So be careful out there, all you guys and gals that are out there in the highways and byways, and be prepared if you're going out west. Keep your ears to the grind there, especially if you're headed west to Denver. You might have some interesting weather to contend with out there. Colorado is always interesting this time of the year because the sun could be shining east of Denver, and by the time you get up to Eisenhower, you got a cloud up there and you got a snowstorm going on. Now, I got to tell you about what I'm going to be doing here in the upcoming future, because the 23rd of the month, March 23rd, for those of you in the northern part of the listing area and those of you up in the Panhandle in South Georgia, if you want to take a drive and come meet me in Citrus County, Florida, in Crystal River, I'm going to be there for the third anniversary of Moss Nissan's dealership in Crystal River, which is located on U.S. 19 in Crystal River, just south of the Crystal River Airport. It's on the east side of the highway, U.S. 19. And there's going to be food. I'm going to have my $500 discount certificates with me. You make your best deal in the vehicle, hand them that certificate, and you get $500 off whatever the deal was you made. I'm also going to have, for everybody that takes a test drive, a twosome free golf game that you can play from the Plantation Inn and Golf Resort, giving away twosomes for their challenging 18-hole golf course. As I said, free food will be there. There'll be great deals on new and pre-owned Nissans. You're going to have some Captain specials while we're up there. Can't wait to see what that's going to be. Of course, I'll be there with my Nissan Titan, so you can take a look and see what I got. It's a 4x4. It's called the City Slicker version of the 4x4 because it's not jacked up in the air like some of those other ones are, which is okay with me. I don't need to have a truck jacked up in the air. I've got a carport problem. It's called, if it was too high, it wouldn't get under my carport. So there you go. But anyway, Moss Nissan. And don't forget the Moss Family Automotive Group, because you serve, you save. They are one of the leaders, if not the leader, across the country when it comes to first responders and military veterans and active duty military, because they give you a fantastic discount on the fact that you served in the military and that you've been a first responder, or you currently are. All right. Taking a look at Ron Edwards coming up here, the Edwards Notebook. We got a new Edwards Notebook to play for you. And we'll be doing all of that when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch, the weekend edition, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, across the country. Hello, Denver. And by the way, hello to our friends in Atlanta tonight. I've heard some the mail all this time in. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here.